Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today we are going over we're starting our new format today, which I'm really, really excited for. This week is going to be our first week of how we're newly organizing the Manga Sensei Podcast, with Sundays being special topics by yours truly, Monday through Friday being that our normal 5-minute grammar podcast, and then this Saturday we're going to start interviews with Aaron James. Unfortunately, we couldn't get him last week, so we're going to go over with him this week. But today we're going over special topics. Podcast will be about 10 minutes long. So let's jump right into it. Today we're talking about something called the JLPT. The JLPT, or the Japanese Language Proficiency Test, or in Japanese, the Nihongo no Ryoku Shiken. So this test is what's used by a lot of places to hire with. It's a test that judges your, as it sounds, proficiency and fluency in the language, not only in just reading, but also writing, speaking, and listening. This test is used almost across the board when applying for a foreign job, Japanese speaking, or it can be used to show your proficiency when going and applying for something in the States. A lot of job applications that I've worked on will ask me for my JLPT score, and you score on a test that is 1 through 5. Now, inverse to what you may believe, 5 is actually the lowest level. It's the very, very beginning level, and if you did our 30-day challenge, you actually have majority of the vocab and 90% of the grammar you need to actually pass that test. All you need is a couple bits of kanji and a couple more grammar points, and you can actually pass that with pretty high probability. How it works is every single July and December, you sign up for the Japanese Language Proficiency Test, usually held at your local embassy or consulate. This takes place all over the world. Numerous places where I'm recording here in the United States, places like Boulder, Colorado, or Honolulu, Hawaii, even places in California, and I believe in Washington as well. There's a whole map if you go onto their website. Just search JLPT, and it will assign you there. You go and take this test. It's a couple hours long. You do some listening. You do some speaking. You choose grammar points. There's a couple of simple tests that you can take online. If you look up for practice Japanese proficiency exams, is going to that. We're looking up a website called Tanos, T-A-N-O-S. Search up Tanos Japanese. He's a wonderfully intelligent gentleman and programmer who's organized a lot of the content that we have been able to adapt to our more needs and preferences here at Manga Sensei. He's a really good resource. As well as on our website, you can find Japanese JLPT kanji posters that you'll need to be able to read or be able to write down for the depending on the level. And N5 is the beginning level. And then it used to only be 4 levels, but now it's into the 5. And then the level 5 and 4 are fairly beginner level and fairly simple to grasp. The level 3 is where you should be able to get conversational fluency and should be able to really talk and articulate yourself fairly well. The gaps, however, are between the level 3 and the 3 and 2 and level 2 and 1. That's where you really have a big uptick, and there's some nuances in grammar that you have to grasp, as well as getting the nuances with the kanji. There's a lot more kanji that you have to grab, as well as a lot more kanji and vocabulary words with level 1. As I've taken these kinds of tests and these prep tests, I really find the grammar not to be so difficult as long as you focus yourself in on the things that you cannot do with it as opposed to the things that you can do. Knowing the rules to how you would actually read or write some of this is very, very important for these prep tests. However, if you're going to take these tests, it's important to understand what they'll, one, be used for, and two, how you can maximize your efficiency for studying for these tests. This will be our first recording about talking about the JLPT, but today I mostly wanted to talk about how to organize your study around prepping for or understanding if you would like to take the JLPT. If you would like to take the JLPT, signing up for it in December, I believe you have to sign up for the beginning of September, the beginning of October, and a couple months also earlier for taking it in July. Now, some places do not offer it twice a year. It used to be only held once a year. So if you would like to take these tests, I recommend jumping onto their website, putting it to English if you're not comfortable with your Japanese. And even if you are, it's still good to get things in your native tongue so you understand the intricacies of how and when these tests are taken. However, this Japanese test is probably the premier Japanese test. There are a couple of other ones, depending on what you're doing. If you're like a lawyer or like to do like law translation, there's the ALTA test. There's a couple spoken proficiency tests. There's a business test. But the JLPT is more used across the board. There's even like one called the Kanjiken, which is more for just focusing on the kanji, seeing what level you are. There's in Japan Japanese tests that you can take. But across the board, the most useful for native foreign speakers learning Japanese is the JLPT. And the reason I bring this up is because from here on out, we're going to be using grammar and usually identifying it by where it is in this JLPT scale. If it's a beginning one, it will be level 5. If it's very advanced, it'll be level 1. And we want to cross the entire spectrum of these because we want to grasp a larger listenership as we go through the Manga Sensei podcast. But we also want to be able to help people identify where they are at and what they would like to do to stretch their Japanese. Now, there's no problem if you learn a high-level Japanese phrase in the beginning level. If you learn a deeper grammar point, it's only going to improve your Japanese. So if you're learning Japanese from ground one and I talk and I say, hey, everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei podcast. Here's the level blah, blah, blah test that we're going over today. It's good to understand that that's not going to hurt you, but you may just not have some of the background sufficient to fill in some of those blanks. But how we're going to organize it, as I talked about a couple days ago, is that we'll be starting on similar topics and going deeper and deeper into the Japanese grammar structure, into those that syntax, those semantics, those little things, those nuances that will help you be able to differentiate when to use what and how to use what and improve your Japanese, making it deeper, richer, and more colorful, more fluent and fluid. I personally think the JLPT is probably the better test. However, you can, but I also think because it's so broad, that's the one we're going to be used to identify different grammar patterns that we'll be using in this podcast. Another thing that's useful for it is also it helps separate the kanji that you would be using. Japanese has such a wide variety of kanji. And the average person uses somewhere between the Jōyō kanji, which this year is under 2,136 symbols to be able to read the newspaper, and then there's a plus or minus a couple, 500 to 800, depending on who you read, to be able to like read names, locations, things of that nature, which have different readings. But it's good to have these kinds of things to be able to kind of differentiate one and to categorize things so you can help categorize your study. If you are studying for the JLPT, I recommend making sure that you have a set everyday study period of which you're studying for it, as well as focusing on that which you are most suffering with, but also really focusing in on the grammar points. If you can catch and listen to the grammar points and use this podcast to increase your Japanese capability, that's what we're aiming for. So if you have any questions, not this week, not next week, not the week after, but the fourth week of this podcast, we're going to be doing a question and answer period where I'll break down how I studied for it. I'll break down how other people who have passed the certain levels of the JLPT have studied for it. Answer any questions you have about the JLPT and any of the questions you have in Japanese. So if you would like to join in on the Manga Sensei podcast, simply jump onto our website, manga-sensei.com. Go into the menu on the top of the page. There's a contact handle. Click that. Go in, type in your question, and it will send to us, and we will answer it on that question answer podcast. And we'll do that about every 4 weeks or so as we get some questions. With that, I will sign off. Remember, after 10,000 mistakes, after 1,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make mistakes. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow about some of these giving and receiving verbs that you've seen pop up recently on our website. If not, again, feel free to jump on there. Also, if you're studying for the Japanese language proficiency test and you want to do level 5, if you have done the 30-day Japanese challenge, we will give you a heavy discount on the Japanese N5 kanji poster on our website. And remember, everything there does go to support us here at Manga Sensei. It does help us be able to produce better content. And again, I also want to thank my friends here at Cold House Studios for helping me and letting me use their equipment. Although today I am recording it on my computer, I just want to give a shout out to DK and his team. Thank you so much. And remember, we'll see you tomorrow. Jane.